think it's vitally important that Minister Lynch, even though it is in the middle of an election campaign, meet with the committee in relation to these potential closures and relocations of the hospitals to the proposed new privately built hospital in Letterkenny. And I think that's urgent that they do. And I'm incumbent on the Minister to do this now to clear up any, if there is confusion, because we've heard government representatives say that that's not what's intended, but it's clearly there in black and white, and we have nothing to contradict that at this stage.
Now, as we know, there is a protest organised for this Saturday to have a united front for all three hospitals. Do you think this proposed meeting will make more of a difference than this protest?
No, I think the protest is vitally important because I think the communities affected right across East Donegal have to stand together and have to make sure that their elected representatives are fully aware that the communities are standing behind their community, their hospital facilities, because that's what keeps the pressure on and make sure that the politicians actually respond to that pressure and push to make sure that their concerns are met and addressed. So I think the protest is vitally important. I hope that we won't end up into a process of having a long drawn out campaign to try and save the facilities, and the opportunity is now over the next couple of weeks to make sure that we don't have to do that. But I know from the public meeting that I attended in Stranorlar on Wednesday night that the public are very determined to make sure that these facilities will be kept open, and they're willing to get into a long drawn campaign if they have to, but they want to make sure that the St. Joseph's, Lefford and Remelton will be open into the future.